Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Today, we're going to talk about a Paris City Hall is fined for putting too many women in senior roles. I'm going to jump right to recording here. What I found interesting about this is that when there are too many men on a board, it's a patriarchy. And how do we need to make this even? Well, we need to, you know, you can say men are 50% of the population, women are 50% of the population. So we should hire positions, not based on qualifications, not based on your history or your education or how hard you work or how well you do. We need to hire and fill positions based on if you're a man or a woman. And so the Paris authorities put together a ruling saying, hey, you can only hire up to 60% of either men or 60% of women, one gender. And what happened in the Paris? They hired 69% women to fill certain roles, which broke their own rules. And so they got fined for this. And after they got these fines, what did they do? But we had to do it. We'll gladly pay the fines. We had to do it because this is how you get rid of the patriarchy, is by breaking the rules and hiring more women than necessary. Because see, when it's 50-50, it's still patriarchy, you see. So this is from the AFP in Paris. Paris City Hall fined for putting too many women in senior roles. Paris mayor to pay fine of 90,000 euros for breaking national rules in a 2018 on gender parity. Paris city authorities have been fined for employing too many women in senior positions, a decision mocked as absurd by the mayor, Anne, a woman, on Tuesday. Now before I even read this, let's reverse it. Bob Smith mocked the decision to hire 70% males. Well, patriarchy, you can't do this. We want things to be even. Okay, we'll put forth this rule where they have to be even. Oh, but hiring more women than is fair is okay. Because reasons. The fine of 90,000 euro or 81,000 pounds was demanded by France's public service ministry on the grounds that Paris City Hall had broken national rules on gender parity in its 2018 staffing. I'm happy to announce that we've been fined, Hidalgo, a member of the Socialist Party, told a city council meeting, adding that she had been filled with joy when she learned of the penalty. Hidalgo said she was faulted because 11 women and only 5 men were named to management positions in the city hall in 2018, meaning that 69% of the appointments went to women.
You know, times are changing. Ladies can do stuff now, and you're going to have to learn how to deal with that.
Yes, just deal with it. Yes, we made these rules to make sure that women were treated equally, but when they're overabundantly hired, well, that's okay. Then the rules that we set up to make things even go out the window, you see. She said, the management of City Hall has all of a sudden become far too feminist, said Hidalgo, who was reelected for a new term at the helm of Paris last year. Of course, she was speaking sarcastically. According to the text of the ruling cited by Le Monde, City Hall violated a rule dating to 2013 that stipulates that one sex should not be accounted for more than 60% of nominations to management positions. Hidalgo said she would take the check for the fine to the government in person, along with her deputy mayors and all the women working for her. Taking a more serious tone, she added, "This fine is obviously absurd, unfair, irresponsible, and dangerous," adding that women in France should be promoted with vigor because the lag everywhere in France is still very great. So, see, women are falling behind in many areas. So if we overhire in this area, that's okay. But what happens to the men that are now out of balance in this? Well, until there's equality everywhere, then it's okay to just treat women special in this one area. What happens when there's equality everywhere? Then they can't do this, right? But what happens then when they say, because they change the rules to suit their own purposes, let's be honest about this. What happens then when they say, yes, but women have been unrepresented for 30 or 40 years. Now that women are at 60 or 70 or 80% of the positions, we're just making up for the lost time that happened back then. See, that's how this works. It's always going to be whatever favors us is okay. And if it is unfair? Well, we're just making up for lost time. That's how they even this out. Yes, to one day achieve parity, we must speed up the tempo and ensure that more women are appointed than men, you see. Responding on Twitter, France's public service minister, Emilie de Montchalin, from the ruling La République En Marche party, acknowledged that the fine had been levied for 2018. So we're just going to throw out and set aside the fine, you see. Since then, the absurd rule on party in management has been repealed, she noted. So they just got rid of the... So to get women in, they put the rule in effect. Then once women are in, like her, what was her name again? Hidalgo. Anne Hidalgo. Once Anne Hidalgo's in place, they put the rules in effect so women can get into place. And then once women are in place and hiring more women than men, they get rid of the rule saying that it's okay to be equal. And so they get rid of the rule. And now they can say there's no rule. We can hire as many women as we want. They've effectively, it might have been a man's club at one point. The women came in, they got power, and now they're kicking out the men. Sound familiar? I mean, it's almost happening in every place. You can't make this stuff up. The rules are good until the women get in, and then they get rid of the rules that help the women in the first place. That might now it's okay to just hold back on men. Since then, the absurd rule, they said, threw it out. I want the fine paid by Paris for 2018 to finance concrete actions to promote women in the public service. I invite you to the ministry to discuss them, she said in a message to Hidalgo. Now, what's interesting is that this is the worst part of this. The fine that she's so happy to pay is taking taxpayer money from this pool and moving it over to this pool. She didn't pay for anything. Her department didn't pay for anything. The citizens paid this department. That department got fined and moved the money from this department to that department. The government is paying itself, in essence, to just decide to break its own laws, to break its own rules. And this is okay, you see. So when you hear more and more men deciding, you know something, I'm not going to participate, whether it's in government, whether it's I'm not going to, you know, make a huge amount of income because so much of it pays for taxes and things I don't agree. This socialist government, and I'm not necessarily picking on the socialist part of the government. That's a completely different topic, and I don't want to do politics here. But what I am talking about is women were underrepresented. They passed a law to make sure they were represented, and now that they're being overrepresented, they get rid of the law that helped them get the representation, and now that they're in, there's nothing you can do about it, because remember, it's a socialist party. So if the socialist party continues to make, when you're in power like that, you can make the rules that best suit you, then you implement those rules, and that pretty much guarantees that you stay in power. This is what happened to Venezuela. This is what has happened to almost every socialist country that has ever put this forward. When the party gets in favor, they change the rules to stay in favor. And that's what these women are doing. It was okay when they were behind. Make the rules. Let us get in. We got in. Now we're changing the rules to keep us in. And that's exactly what they're doing. When men see this kind of stuff, this is just another, you know, there's straw after straw after straw on the camel's back. There's one of these times that one little extra straw is going to break men. Some men have already been broken. And you know, you hear about guys not only talking about going monk and not dating, not getting involved with women anymore, but you also hear about guys saying, you know what, I'm not going to make more than is necessary to keep me happy. I'm not going to work extra hours to put 20% or 50% or 60% of that in my bank account, but give 40% to the government. This is what's happening. And what happens with these kind of rulings coming along is that at a certain point, there is a breaking point. There is a breaking point. And we've talked about before how women admit this themselves. So this is not me coming out and saying something that is derogatory or unheard of. Women think and deal with issues by emotion. Men tend to think of things logically. Well, when you have a government thinking through things with emotion, and these women thinking through problems with emotion, this exact ruling is what you get. Well, I'm okay paying the fine. It's not our money anyway. We'll pay the fine, and then we'll get rid of the law that made us pay the fine in the first place. Now we can hire as many women as we want. It's fair. It's not against the law. And now we just put in 70% women. So what happens then when some of these men fall in line to keep their jobs and they say, okay, we'll do what you want. We'll hire women. And next time it's 80%. And then after that, it's 90%. And pretty soon the government's filled with only women because they got rid of the laws for parity. And once again, I'll say it one more time. And then when men want to complain about it and say it isn't fair, they'll say they're just making up for lost time because men have controlled the government since the 1800s or 1600s or whatever they want to go back. You've had a good men for 300 or 400 years. Now it's the women's turn. And equality is right out the window. Then it's women rule and you have to deal with it. See, the more that they talk about, well, we want equality, we want fairness, they only want equality when it doesn't suit them. Then, once they get equality or are doing better, they'll find a reason to get rid of the equality and why women now need to be in charge. And there you go. All right, let me get off the complaining. Now it is time for our dating profile of the day. All right, this is a 42-year-old. I didn't blur her face because you can't see it very well anyway. She says, and you're going to see a running theme with all these dating profiles. Not all of them, but you're going to see, again, a lot of times I'm asked, hey, why don't you date women your own age or around your own age? Why do you perpetually go for women that are 15, 20 years younger? Here's a great example, and this is what I talk about. I've come to an age where I'm too old to be playing games, too old to just be talking to someone. Too old from jumping from one person to another. Let me translate that. I'm done having my fun. I'm done playing the games. I'm done with the bad boys because apparently they're done with me. I'm too old to just be talking. I'm too old to be jumping from one person to another. In other words, I'm too old to be casually dating and sleeping around and having my fun. It's time to get serious and you need to step up and be the one that's serious with me and help me out because now the fun is over. I'm too old to be waiting for the next text or call first. At this age, stability, consistency, respect, and loyalty are qualities I should be seeking from another person. Finding someone I can build with, not someone I can just sleep with. I'm looking for a serious relationship, and I am 5'6". No more fun, no more casual intimacy, no more finding someone to have fun with in the bedroom. The bad boys aren't paying me any mind anymore, and I'm getting my feelings hurt because they're not paying attention to me anymore. Now I need someone that is stable, consistent, respectful, and loyal. That's right, you need to be loyal to me like a dog, consistent, and stable, because I need that stability in my life because I haven't developed it for myself. And that needs to be you now that I'm 42. Guys, this is just another example, another reason, another point to be made. There, the fun is over. Once the bad boys are done, you need to step up and provide. Guys, I'll make this one a quick one, a little bit shorter than my last one. Okay, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. Best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Join me over on betterbachelors.local.com. So we've got the forums. It's censorship free, so you can talk about any topic so long as you keep it relatively respectful. We'll leave it there. Guys, that's it for me. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. Remember, what's good for them, it has to be equal as long as they're not being benefited, it has to be equal. Then once they make the laws to get them in and everything's going well for them, they'll get rid of the laws that got them in and they'll get rid of the laws that mean it needs to be equal. And now we take charge of the show. That's the way it rolls. Welcome to equality.